Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, folks, we've been following the absolute massive levels of fraud since Doge began uncovering them all over the country. Everybody's got their hands in the till and they're just stealing money. There's almost no fraud controls with the federal government of any kind. That was one of the most shocking things Doge found. Remember, we were finding out that up to a third of Treasury payments that went out every day just literally transferred to bank accounts with no names on them. Remember, programs, federal programs that were supposed to be ended months and years and even decades ago were still paying out to random accounts with no names on them? I mean, the level of the fraud, the grift, and the thievery is insane. I still remain convinced we could cut at least a third of the federal budget if we just got rid of the fraud. Where's that number? A third, roughly a third. Major fight getting ready to go down in D.C. And it looks like it's not just illegal immigrants signed up by Democrat governors in Democrat states that are defrauding the United States of America. It may be just about everyone, including the insurance companies. Take a listen to this. And now you're hearing the Democrats scream bloody murder. We gotta, we gotta fix Obamacare. Well, the big fight on the Hill right now is how to do that, right? Well, this is what's so surprising to me. Because Democrats are often, you know, they're the ones who trash corporations. Democrats are fighting to just send a bigger check directly to the healthcare companies. And then you sign up for your Obamacare and you don't even realize you're being subsidized. Trump is saying no, that we want to go around the healthcare companies. We want to give people a voucher. I don't agree with any of this, by the way. It's socialism. But Trump thinks we can save a ton of money if we give people a check, let them shop for whoever they want to use, shop by price, because they're also paying parts of it. But listen to the level of fraud that is being uncovered in Washington right now. This is Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas. And he's talking about just the shocking level of the fraud on Fox News this weekend. Listen to this.
Just, could you imagine walking into McDonald's and seeing a menu and not knowing what the price of the Big Mac is versus the fish filet, right? So we want to give patients the price tags, give them money in their healthcare savings account, then let them make the choices. Again, insurance companies wrote Obamacare, and now they're up to getting $150 billion of money from the federal government. And 35% of these patients are fraudulent. They're ghost patients. 35% of the people in Obamacare don't have one claim. So we need to fix the fraud. We need to put this money in the hands of patients.
Wait. 35% aren't real? What? How are big companies defrauding you, me, the federal government? No, it's in how the Democrats wrote the bill. They always do this. They wrote the fraud in. Listen to how they're doing it.
What they did is now Obamacare is paying insurance scouts to go out there. All they need is a patient's birth date and their name, and they're turning them into Obamacare. And then the federal government is paying the entire premium. So the patients don't even know they're on Obamacare. 35% of the people on Obamacare never file a claim. That's too many. So I think that Obamacare is what's created this fraudulent opportunity more than anything else. And again, Democrats own this. Obamacare has been the law of the land for 15 years. They own this crisis. To your point, President Trump, like myself, is a business person. We want to
be. And he's trying to get around. So think about this. This has got to also be how the Democrats are hiding illegals on health care. If all you need is a name and a birth date, and if they get that, they count you as a customer and the federal government pays, they pocket the money. This is a massive scheme. So this is why you're seeing Donald Trump go around the insurance companies. He just launched that website, the Direct Buy for Pharmaceuticals, where you can buy directly from the pharmaceutical company, and it saves, you know, up to 50% the cost. I mean, it's just wasted on these stupid insurance companies that then turn around and make massive donations to Democrats. It's how the grift works. Well, listen to what Trump wants to do about it. And folks, there's going to be a massive brawl over this. And there shouldn't be.
The insurance companies are making a fortune. Their stock is up over 1,000% over a short period of time. They are taking in hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're not really putting it back, certainly not like they should. Why don't we just pay this money directly to the people of our country and let them buy their own health insurance? Now, they can put it in a health account. We can do it a lot of different ways. But they buy their own health insurance. They can negotiate price. And it's going to be locked, so they can't go out and buy a Cadillac. They can go out and buy health insurance.
So that's what the big fight's about right now, is the Democrats running around saying, oh, just Republicans want to, you know, gut Obamacare. Well, no, they want to stop sending this massive check directly to the insurance agencies. Then you know, the insurance companies, you apply, you don't even realize you're getting a subsidy. They'll just show you, here's your rate a month and here's your plan or whatever. And you can only choose between these two or three because they're all in on it. Everybody else gets shut out. What Trump wants to do is say, hey, you pick your company. You can even take the money and go direct and pay a doctor if you want. So think about that, what Democrats do. They're fighting to, no, we want to write a check to the insurance companies. No oversight. $150 billion is what we have now. We just want to keep increasing it and increasing it. It's incredible. And it's literally that simple. That is what the fight is about right now. That, and then the fact that we increase the amount we pay, a huge amount during COVID, and the Democrats want to keep that locked in, keep it going to the insurance companies. I know. A lot of great responses on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, here are the stories this morning about 2 million Muslims crossing the border is mind-boggling. Democrats would sell their mothers for votes. Folks, they would. And the thing is, Sunni Muslims vote Democrat at the highest rate on earth, 92%. Shia is about 82%. That's why they want them. They do not care about their background. In fact, they'd rather not know. So when Trump says, we're going to review the backgrounds of all these people, throw them out, Democrats go wild because they know what we're going to find. Here's the problem. There's nothing inherently wrong with being from a Muslim country, but these 19 countries are hostile to the United States of America. They don't share data with us, so we can't background check you. And the Democrats want to keep them anyway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.